Good Sunday morning to everyone. Welcome to another News and Focus podcast. This is Pastor Sean Harris, and I found another controversial article from Western journalism that is sure to elicit responses from several faithful listeners who are simply not content with the manner in which I present podcasts. This one is entitled, Martin Luther King's Niece Says Black Lives Matter. Protesters should be outraged over abortion. So let's just start off by saying, yes, black lives do matter. That's why we talk about it here at Berean Baptist Church, because we are concerned for our African American brothers and sisters in Christ. We are concerned with each and every black, purple, pink, blue, white, brown, light brown, red person who is made in the image of Christ, a person for whom Christ died. We believe that any who repent and believe the gospel can be saved. We believe that Christ died for the sins of the whole world, and that each and every one of these persons can be redeemed by the power of the gospel. So now, as we continue our focus on the article, let me remind you that Martin Luther King's niece is, in fact, black. She's an African-American woman. And she says, as protests against police continue in New York City, more than half of all the black pregnancies in that city end in abortion. During recent remarks at a meeting at the National Press Club in Washington, D.C., Alveda King offered her take on the real threat facing the black community. The real threat. This is her thoughts, not mine. Blame her. Put your comments towards her. The pro-life advocate and niece of Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. explained that the overwhelming number of black babies killed in the womb should be a central focus of the race riders staging protests across the United States. And I just want to add, now you can rebuke me, I just want to add that not only should it be the focus of the race riders, it should be the focus of every preacher in America who cares about babies. And every African-American preacher, and every white preacher, and every Hispanic preacher, and every Indian preacher, and anyone who cares about human beings should be concerned about black babies in the womb. Nationwide, she said, while African-Americans make up just 13% of the population, 13%, black women have 36% of the abortions performed in this country. 36%. Not 36% of the 13%. Not a third of African American women. No, she's comparing two different numbers. 13% of the population. So roughly 1 in 10. 1 in 10. And then she's saying of that 1 in 10, they contribute to almost 4 in 10 of the total abortions in this nation. 4 in 10. So if we want to heal our African American community, if we want to bring life to our African American community, if we want to have more African Americans who are scientists and preachers and missionaries and leaders and politicians and influencers, then we need to stop aborting them in the womb. Since the legalization of abortion just over 40 years ago, She noted that 16 million black babies have been lost to the deadly procedure. She continued, in New York City alone, the most dangerous place for a black child is in the womb. About 60% of all black pregnancies end in abortion in the nation's most populous city, she said. 60%. So while we are protesting the death of a African American, let me remind you that as that protesting is occurring all over the city, black lives are being extinguished in the womb. Though she offered plenty of statistics to make her case, King noted that hard facts will never really communicate the suffering that shock waves of abortion have unleashed on the black community. She said the black community is increasingly numb and disconnected because of the impact these elective deaths have had. King then shared her take on the reoccurring mantra of demonstrators reacting to the police-related deaths of black suspects in Missouri and New York. She says, and I quote, "We hear a popular hashtag today, Black Lives Matter," she said, "but certainly that is from conception to natural death. The babies in the womb matter as well." To which I can say with all the pastors of Berean, amen and amen. If the black community wants to impact America, and I believe it does, let us start first with reducing abortions, and two, with the family. And primarily, the focus of the black community, as is the white community, both needs to be on the family. Strengthening the family. Increasing the percentage that are married. Decreasing the percentage that divorce. Increasing the number of children that are raised in a godly household. That's where Al Sharpton and the entire group of carpet-bagging individuals need to put their focus. And if they were truly pastors of America, if they truly had the heart of the Lord, they would pick up their Bibles and read the last chapter of Malachi, where the prophet turns the hearts of fathers to their children and the hearts of children to their fathers. And statistically, unequivocally, there's no community that needs to put more attention on marriage than the African American community. That is a statistical fact. The human race needs to identify where problems exist, and then within particular communities, put extra effort and attention. In the community of Berean Baptist Church, we're putting extra attention on this thing called marriage and this thing called family. Listen to the sermon series from the book of Malachi to get a sense of where we're focused on. We're preaching again this morning at 8:30 and 10:45. All the sermons are uploaded on the sermon audio webpage to get a sense not only of a news and focus podcast, but a sense of what the Word of God has to say about marriage and about family. And all ethnicities within the human race need to put their focus on family and marriage. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.